You're listening to the SCAC 20th Anniversary Podcast. The Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating 20 years of athletic and academic excellence from 1991 to 2011. As a part of the celebration, the conference is taking a look back at the top 20 moments over the past 20 years of each sport. Today we're looking back at the top moment in field hockey history, November 9th, 2008. Playing in its third game in 3 days, the number 4 Suwannee Tigers became SCAC field hockey champions with a 1-0 upset over number 2 seed and host Center College. The Tigers and Colonels fought through a scoreless first half as both defenses set the tone early. Suwannee got the championship clinching goal from sophomore Caroline Carlin off a penalty corner with 14:28 to play. It was the first ever field hockey championship for Suwannee, who posted a record of 14-6, who had lost their previous two appearances in the SCAC championship match. To date, Suwannee is the only school in SCAC field hockey history to play and win 3 matches in 3 days at the conference championship tournament. Today we are joined by then and current Suwannee head coach Jim Baldassini. And coach, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Russell. Thanks for having me.
Coach, just looking back at that moment, what are your initial memories, and things that you take with you from that day in Suwannee field hockey history?
I could still say, like it was yesterday. When that buzzer kind of went off, I remember I just stood there. I couldn't believe it, in all honesty. Obviously, I was ecstatic, but I think I was in complete and utter shock as to what had just really occurred. Obviously, it was a great, great moment, and it was such a great way to end the season. It was a great way for that senior class to be able to walk away from the field hockey program, but I just remember being in complete shock.
Now, as you look back over your season, the Tigers open up the year at 6-6. You guys were 2-4 in SCAC play before going and closing out the season on an 8-game winning streak, including that run, through the SCAC championships. What changed in the attitude towards your team? And talk about the fight you saw in those girls as the season unfolded, especially in the second half of the year.
I think, in all honesty, it all kind of came together over our fall break. Our fall break trip that year, we went to Virginia and we opened up against Lynchburg for that trip. And that had always been, the girls had played them in the past years. And, this was, according to the girls, this is their year to make everything happen. And I think, as sad as it sounds that we lost to Lynchburg by 3 goals, the girls were like, wow, it was only 3-0. We can, we are so much better than, what we really thought we were. And there were moments in that Lynchburg game that, we had great scoring opportunities. So I think that gave them a boost of confidence. And then we went on to win the next two over that fall break. And I think what really boosted their confidence even more was that Washington Lee victory. That was a big rivalry for some of my girls. They know some of their players, some of the family members and cousins are on that team. So it was a bit of a rivalry for the girls, and that boosted their confidence even more. And then we just sort of kept going and just kept rolling from there, and just kept building and building momentum until their confidence was basically, Caroline had said, they just felt like they could do it all. They had that will to win, that nothing's going to hold us back attitude.
Going into the tournament, the number 4 seed, coach, what did you tell your girls, and what did what was their approach, knowing that they were going to have to win three games in 3 days to pick up the SCAC championship?
I mean, obviously that in itself, they had done it the year before, so we sort of banked on that. Not that they hadn't won the year before, but that they had played 3 games in a row and made it to the championship game the year before. So it wasn't something that we knew. We knew it was going to be difficult, but we knew it wouldn't be impossible. To win the two, that would have been, every other weekend you win 2 games, great, you play 2 games, but it was the third game that, obviously you have to worry about because you have legs and you have tired muscles. So that's what I was really concerned about, was the third game.
Coach, as a part of that 8-game winning streak that closed out the season for you guys, the week before the SCAC tournament, you guys faced DePaul and Center and won both of those games, contests, in tight 1-goal games. How much did that breed confidence in your group as you guys headed into the SCAC tournament?
Definitely. It definitely did. The girls, it was their senior weekend, and, emotions were running high. There was a lot of parents there, so they definitely were just, it gave them a boost of confidence. It gave them something to look forward to in the tournament, knowing that we can beat conference schools because, like you had said, the beginning half of our season, we were 6-6. We were sort of up, we were down, we were up, we were down. But it it gave us a good boost of confidence that we could beat conference teams and we could win out in overtime and we could, you know, win those tight games. So
Tigers went down in your 4-5 matchup game against Hendricks after scoring first, went down in the semifinal game against DePaul after scoring first. A lot like your season, the team was able to sort of scrap together, you know, claw back and fight. Just talk about the guts of your girls and the way they were able to come back in those those games, those tight games in the SCAC tournament.
I mean, I think a lot of the credit goes to that senior class and the attitude that they had, that they were going to pick up whoever they needed to pick up and get them on board. They had that winning attitude. They had that competitiveness that they were going to win, and they were going to do whatever it took to get there. And, I can't say nearly enough about that class. I mean, obviously we didn't just get throughout the whole season with those seniors. We had the underclassmen that stepped up as well. I think it was just a great overall team effort and just that will and that attitude of we can do this and we're going to do it.
The Tigers return to the championship game for the second straight season. How much did, you know, the disappointment from the previous year motivate your team? And what do you remember telling your girls right before the championship match against Center?
Well, you know, I don't remember specifically what I said, but I'm sure it was somewhere along the lines of, you know, today you're going to be out there fighting for the championship. Like, this is what we've worked so hard for all season long. That was our goal that we set in preseason, was to win the SCAC tournament. And at that point, it's playing for pride, it's playing for yourselves, and it's digging deeper than they ever thought they could dig, because, you know, that was our third game that weekend. We went into double and triple overtime with Hendricks, so we had to play 2 7v7 periods, which again is a killer on your legs, because now you've eliminated a bunch of field players and the field is still the same dimensions. So at that point, that championship game, it's all about heart and will and just pushing through everything.
Talk about the play of your defense against Center and that 1-0 shutout.
Well, I mean, I think Clarke Crawford came up big for us a few times, and I think that, I'm trying to think, what at all? I mean, I just think as a whole, like, our defense had the attitude. I mean, it's a 1-0 game, and all game long we were just fighting, and it's just a matter of having the a tough attitude in the circle and not letting them get the shots off and, you know, protecting your feet so they can't draw corners and kind of just not letting up.
Caroline Carlin puts away a penalty corner with just over 14 minutes to play, which turns out to be the championship clinching goal, her second game-winning goal in as many days. What do you remember about that play and sort of your emotions as you saw that goal go in and you guys went up 1-0 with, you know, just over 14 minutes to play?
I mean, that throughout like the whole season, Caroline's position on penalty corners, which is how the goal was scored, was just to be in front of the goalie and try and get a touch on the shot or try and be right there for the rebound, and that's pretty much what she was, you know. Once you get Caroline in the circle, she is hard to stop. You know, she's got the power, she's got the will, she's got the competitiveness to get that ball in the cage, and that is pretty much how we did it that day. Was she was in there, and she was down, and she was tough, and she was able to get it past their keeper.
When the final whistle had blown, Swanee had captured its first ever field hockey championship. Just talk about the excitement, you know, what it says about your group, knowing that they were the only team in SCAC history to, you know, to play and win 3 games in 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they really, it was an overwhelming feeling, to be honest. Like I said, I was in complete and utter shock as to what had just happened, and, you know, trying to let the whole season unfold in my mind in the matter of, like, 10 seconds, I feel like. But, I mean, I think the girls were just ecstatic, because there's not very many times in life, like I told them, that you set a goal and you actually achieve that goal. There's many times, there's so many other teams that probably set that same goal to win their conference championship, and how many of them fell short. And I think that's sort of, you know, a very rewarding feeling, that if you work and work and work so hard at something and you're able to accomplish it, it's that much better, rewarding feeling, and that's sort of how it was. It was just a great overall excitement amongst all of the players.
I know you've talked about them a little bit already, Coach, but talk about that senior class, girls like Claiborne Buckingham, Lynn Hancock, how much they meant to the Suwannee field hockey program and the excitement you had for them, you know, really going out in their last SCAC championship with the victory.
Yeah, I mean, I think those seniors, they were a special group. They really were. They had a great work ethic, awesome attitude. You know, our team is still to this day big on positivity, and they were then, and being positive, but at the same time, you know, knowing that as a coach, I have to tell them what they need to correct. You know, and positivity may not come from me, but they were always positive with each other and holding each other accountable and making sure that they were each doing their job. And, you know, there were at times where there wasn't anything that I could do or say to get, you know, sort of rally the troops. But Lynn and Claiborne, who were the captains that year, they knew what to say to rally the troops. They knew what to say to get the team fired up. And they were able to really just dig deep and know that it was their last field hockey season. And that whole senior class, they really did a great job of working hard all summer long, coming in the season and having that winning attitude and that great work ethic.
How have you grown from that experience as a head coach?
Well, you know, it was my first season here, so it was sort of like a, oh my God, what did we just accomplish? And wow, where do I go from here? It was a great experience, you know, just looking back, just kind of growing from how we were, like you had said, 6-6, and then all of a sudden went on a win streak, and just kind of knowing what adjustments to make in the team, whether it was on the field or whether it was, you know, the mental adjustments that we needed to make to get us through. I mean, that season in my mind is still fresh, and I still use some of those things that I had practiced with the team that year still to this day, and they're still effective. I mean, you just learn and grow with every team, you know, kind of challenges you to different heights, and I think that senior class allowed me to grow a lot as a coach, and I think that I'm much better from it.
And finally, Coach, just, you know, as you've had a chance to reflect and look back on that season and I guess specifically the championship day, just talk about sort of your lasting memories from a day that's been deemed, you know, the top moment in SCAC field hockey history as we celebrate our 20th anniversary.
I mean, well, first, I guess I could say we're honored that, you know, this was the top moment. And so far, I must say, in my whole coaching, even playing career, that's probably one of my top moments as well, because it does feel like it was just yesterday, and it was such a great, overwhelming feeling. I remember riding that bus back to Suwannee from Kentucky and just being like, wow, you know, this is what we were able to accomplish. Like, you know, we played 3 games in 3 days. We had to play 2 rounds of 7v7. They were close games. It was well fought by the girls, and I just think the overwhelming feeling of, you know, excitement and a sense of accomplishment, and really we had our goals set and we stuck to it, and we kept going back to our goals over and over again all season long, and it worked in the end because we won the SCAC like we had said we wanted to. So I think that is what all these girls can take away from this experience, is not only that championship, but knowing that if you stick to something and you work hard at it, no matter what it is in your life, like, you can be successful.
Then and current head Suwannee field hockey coach Jen Baldacchini, again, the 2008 Tigers, the top moment in SCAC field hockey history. Coach, congratulations again, and best of luck, you know, throughout the rest of your coaching career, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Russell.